With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. We're turning again in our Bible to the book of Romans, chapter number 12, and we're continuing our study on dealing with the will of God. We began several days ago looking at the thought of understanding the will of God. And then we began on yesterday looking at undertaking the will of God. Without taking a lot of time to review, I want to just say it again. I am convinced that as I preach today, there are those who listen by the radio who would say, "But preacher, does God have a will for me?" And the answer to that question is yes. Then they would say, "But preacher, how do I know the will of God? How do I find God's will?" I said to you on yesterday, there is both the Godward part and there's the manward part. And I'm using the manward part first because we need to understand what we need to do. And then we watch God as he works to progress us into the will of God for our lives. I said to you, in undertaking the will of God, number one, you must be sure of your salvation. Let me just take a moment and ask you, as you listen to the broadcast today, you hear my voice coming through your radio, wherever you're listening. Do you know you're saved? Are you sure your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life? Your sins are washed away in the blood of Christ. You've been made a new creature, and heaven is your home. If not, then my friend, there by the radio, if you will bow before God with repentance and faith, God will save you this very moment. And you can settle it for time and eternity. Today, I trust Christ as my Savior. I turn from my sin and myself to him. With repentance and faith, I receive him that I might be saved by the marvelous grace of God. You be sure you're saved. That's step number one for man to find the will of God. Then number two, not only must we be sure of our salvation, but we must be separated from all known sin. Now, I cannot stress this enough, but I want to say to you that God will never reveal his will to a person who is very casual concerning sin. God wants us to have a holy hatred for sin. And the more we hate sin, the more we stay away from sin. And the more we get separated from our sin, then the better we can hear God as he speaks to our heart and reveals his will to us. So you must be sure of your salvation. There must be separation from all known sin. And then number three, there must be saturation with the scriptures. As the old mountain preacher whom I loved for years used to say, wallow in the word. Get in the word. He used to say, no Bible, no breakfast. Get in the word of God every day. Wallow in that word. Search the scriptures, ransack the scriptures. The Bible teaches us to study to show yourself approved unto God. So there must be the sureness of your salvation. There must be separation from your sin. And there must be saturation with the scriptures. Then number four, to know the will of God, there must be sincerity in your supplication. Again, I want to say this. God will never reveal his will to a Christian who plays games with the ministry of prayer. No, my friend. Prayer is not just some little something that you can do on the sideline. Or it's not something that you do when you're in trouble. A Christian life is a life of prayer. If you're not a praying person, you're not a Christian person. I did not say you were not saved, but you're not a Christian. But there must be that constant communion with God in prayer. Live the life of prayer. God will not reveal his will to that person who is not sincere. It is supplication. If you will get serious with God in your prayer life, God will get serious with you in revealing his will to your heart. But if you do not get serious in your praying, then God will never manifest his will to you. So to find and to fulfill the will of God, there must be the surety of your salvation. There must be separation from all known sin. There must be saturation with the scriptures. And there must be sincerity in supplication. Then number five, in order to find and function in the will of God, there must be a complete surrender to the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit is not going to reveal his will to those who are not surrendered his leadership and his lordship in their life. If you are one of those, dear friend, who ignores his leadership and insults the lordship of the Holy Spirit, God will never manifest his will to you. But oh, if you will surrender to the Spirit's direction in your life, if you will let God be God and you be his servant, his son, to use another Bible expression, you let the Lord be the shepherd that leads and you be the sheep that follows, then you're getting in good condition for God to reveal his will to your life. Now I want you to notice your part, man's part, is number one, be sure of your salvation. Number two, be separated from all known sin. Number three, be saturated with the scriptures. Number four, be sincere in your supplication. And number five, be surrendered to the Spirit of God. Now, as you will to do these things I've just mentioned, and by the way, they are a choice. You'll have to make the choice and will to do them if you want to know the will of God. Then maybe unknown to you, God will start working some things in your life. God will test your responses. God will test your reality. Not that he does not know it, but he wants you to see it so you can right the wrongs. Let me give you some areas of God's progression toward you in knowing the will of God. Number one, God will begin by cautioning you. And friend, I have it written down, and I live by this by the grace of God. When God cautions you about anything, beware. Do not ignore the cautioning of God. Traveling down the road, you see the yellow lights blinking. You see the signs on the road that says, warning, road construction ahead. And my friend, you ignore those signs and you get in trouble. But as you journey down the Christian life, God will begin to warn you. He will begin to caution you. It may be about your companions, your clothing, your courtship. It might be about some conditions that exist in your life. But whatever it is, if the Holy Ghost starts putting in the caution light on you, beware of what he's talking about, what he's dealing with you about, and respond properly. Then number two, not only the Holy Spirit will caution you, and when he does, beware. But second, the Holy Spirit will counsel you, and when he does, listen. Oh, my friend, get a tender ear to the soft voice of God. God does not always come with a hard, harsh sermon. Sometimes he speaks in a small, still voice. And my friend, we must learn to listen. But it's amazing what God will just pull up close to you and start counseling you about. This is right. That is wrong. He may counsel you, my friend, in many areas. But listen while he speaks, lest one day you speak to him and he will not listen to you. So when God cautions, beware. When God counsels, listen. When God concerns you, get involved. Whatever God puts in your heart to do, do it and do your best for God's glory and God's honor. He will open some doors that you do not understand, and he will close some doors that you do not understand. But my friend, you follow him. The world says follow your dream, but the Christians are taught to follow the burden and the working of grace that God places in our lives. And then number four, Not only when God cautions you, beware. When God counsels you, listen. When God concerns you, get involved. Number four, when God convicts you of something, stop. Do not run God's red light of his dealing with areas that are wrong in your life. And I remind you, it does not matter what I think about it or you think about it. If God puts a red light on it, it's wrong. Stop it immediately. Do not run God's red light. You'll be in serious problem with God if you do. And then number five, not only when God cautions you, beware. When he counsels you, listen. When he concerns you, get involved. When he convicts you, stop. But number five, when he calls you, don't procrastinate. Immediately submit to his calling, to his leadership. And by the way, God does not give second orders until we are obedient to the first orders. So there's manward part. Be sure of your salvation, separated from all sin, surrendered to the Spirit, saturated with the Scriptures, and then to be sincere in your supplication. Then there's God's part. He will caution you when he does. Beware. He will counsel you when he does. Listen. He will concern you when he does. Get involved. He will convict you when he does. Stop. He will call you. And when he does, then don't procrastinate. Do that God is bidding you to do. There are three things whereby we can really find God's will for our life. Number one, there's the teaching of the Scriptures. If the Bible does not teach this to be right, or if the Bible teaches another plan than what you're thinking, then what you're thinking is not the will of God. It must line up with the Word of God. Then number two, there's a Spirit leading. If the Holy Spirit is not leading you, then do not think it to be the will of God. But then number three, there are the situations that God brings into our life. You look at the Scripture teaching, you look at the Spirit leading, and then you look at the situations that God brings into your life. And my friend, listen to me. When you find the will of God, you will experience peace. Oh, thank God for the peace that comes in knowing and doing the will of God. Just a couple of days ago, I sat down with a young man that was facing some decision about the will of God for his life. And I said to him, do not make any move until you have peace from God over the situation that you're dealing with. My friend, listen to me. Look in the Scriptures. If it's contrary to the Scriptures, it's not the will of God. If it lines up with the Scriptures, then it needs further consideration. Then number two, listen to the Holy Spirit. Find his leadership and do not go against the leadership of the Spirit of God. And then number three, watch the situations. God can open the doors that need to be opened. God can provide the monies that need to be provided. And God can supply every need. Those situations God will take care of when we move in the will of God. Father, take the word. Use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.